Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
How are you today, Jan?
I am wonderful, Lisa, and it's so good. It's so good to hear you back on the radio.
Oh, thank you so much. So you sent a text. You were listening Friday afternoon. We were talking about the No Kings rally. 8 to 10 million people nationwide, close to 200,000 in Chicago, and over 3,000 cities participated. Were you at the No Kings in Chicago or where?
I was at the No Kings rally in Naperville.
Ah, and was there a big turnout?
It was incredible. There was so much energy. We marched from the Carillon to the Washington Street Bridge and then lined the bridge. The cacophony of horns, honking horns, the energy was just amazing.
And I saw your sign, so you were out there marching. And Jan, is this something you've been doing since you were a teenager in your 20s or 30s, or are you just now saying, darn it, I'm going to get out there and march?
No, when we were in college in the 60s, we're the generation that burned our bras for women's rights and civil rights. And that was Kent State, the Vietnam War, all of that. And I'm a believer. Our voices need to be heard.
It's your right as an American. We do have a right to assemble, and everything was peaceful. That's what I'm intrigued by. When you have 8 to 10 million people who are out on the streets on one day and no violence, it speaks to the peace of these rallies.
Exactly. And one thing, Lisa, about the Saturday rally, in addition to everything you said, this was my third No Kings rally. The first two were in Chicago. And this was exponentially greater in number, and it was intergenerational. Four generations. There were toddlers and strollers on their parents' shoulders, the 30-something parents, the grandparents in their 60s, and the great-grandparents in their 80s. And the signs were pretty standard. No kings, no lying and spinning, no cheating and hiding. Most of the signs were, and dump Trump, save democracy, ice out. But one of the best signs that struck a chord was, I want to be able, it was held by a man and a woman, I would say in their 70s. And it was a very professional sign that said, I want to be able to tell my grandchildren that I did not stay silent.
Mm. That's important. Someone sent in a text, said, Lisa, my mom will be 91 in October. She was with the entire family at the No Kings demonstration. And one of the signs in their group said, democracy needs your courage. Another texted, said, I'm 80. Me and my walker couldn't make it up the small hills at the march, but I could drive up and down the street honking my horn and creating a lot of smiles and waves by those on the side. And another texter said, it is, it was a, you know, everything I saw, smiles and people helping each other. One of our texters said, please ask Jan what she hoped to accomplish. What was the goal and was it achieved?
What was I hoping to accomplish? I wanted to, as I said, I wanted to be able to tell my grandchildren that I did not stay silent. I have 5 grandsons. Much to their chagrin, I call them my gentlemen and scholars. The youngest 3 are in their 20s. The older 2 just stepped into their 30s and brought 2 brilliant women into our family with their weddings last year. But my voice, I hope, is heard by them and their future, and they realize how important it is.
Absolutely.
To be speaking out. Another I have to share with you, another very clever sign was held by a 40-something-year-old man, and it read, you know, it's bad when a straight, white, conservative, Christian, suburban dad is here. Isn't that brilliant?
And I think that's what people want to show when they demonstrate who they are, because everybody wants to lump 8 to 10 million people together and put them in the same basket. And everybody is there. Yeah, there's general reasons, but there are individual reasons why people show up to these marches. And I'm so appreciative that you joined us, Jan.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, I'd like to mention, if I may, and if we have time, there are so many books that focus on fascism. And I would like to recommend two quick reads that I consider essential.
Okay.
One is Timothy Snyder, his essay on tyranny, published in 2017. And Madeleine Albright, the title is Fascism, A Warning, published in 2018. I believe that both of these books should be included in every high school curriculum as required reading.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jan. And Madeleine Albright, what a woman. She accomplished
Absolutely. So
much. Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening, too.
You're very welcome. Always listening and speaking out.